But yeah, it reminds me of the show Taboo.
Yeah.
But Taboo wasn't just sex stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of it was, because I watched that when I was, I don't know, in college.
I was
going
to say Taboo was body modification, because I remember the guy that like hung himself up by hooks and stuff.
Suspension.
Yeah.
Actually,
you know somebody that does that.
The person that did a lot of my tattoos did that.
That's fun.
Yeah, but on Taboo, yeah, it was that. There was like sex stuff, but then, yeah, body modification. Just random things that people are like, ooh. They got into, I want to say there was an episode about like the sister wife thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, obviously not like the show, but back in the day when it was like, oh, this guy is married to three women and they have 26 kids and they live on a farm. And it's, you know, interesting. It always interests me.
It is interesting. Wow. Words.
The kind of, I don't know what that's called. The fringe of society, kind of.
Well, that's what sex actually is. Like, she sat in on a swinging couple, like, while a random, like, came over to their house.
Oh,
and
weird.
Like, and she, like, sat in the corner in the chair and just, like...
So she sits there and, like...
But she doesn't participate, but...
That's a thing, too, you know?
Right,
Sitting there and just watching.
Sitting there and just... I'm a watcher. But, yeah, she'll do that. She'll do, like, BDSM stuff. She'll do, like, furries, like... Just to explore, like, the fringe outskirts of society. Or...
Not really.
Not really anymore.
I remember... Yeah. I'm not obviously going to even name anything relating to the people. But I was somewhere, and I was with a friend, and we were chatting, and a well-known couple came in. Higher society.
Yeah, uh-huh. Like some of the uppers.
The uppers, yes. And they're like, oh, yeah, they're swingers, and they have, like, these big parties at their house and blah, blah, blah. And I'm
good
like,
for them.
For real? Like, I thought that was just on TV.
No. It happens, like, all over the place.
But, yeah, it, like, but they're like, oh, yeah, they swing. Like, I know that the man in the relationship was seen, had, like, a couple side people for a while, and everybody's just, I'm like, oh.
I mean, as long as you're just living your best life and nobody's getting hurt and everything's mutual.
Yes.
Why not?
But that just, like, oh, okay. Yeah, it's not just the TV show. It's actually all going on. I think I am a little more understanding about it than Greg, because I'll tell Greg,
sure.
Like, oh, this person's doing this or this person's doing that, and he's like, what?
Yeah, like, excuse me? I guess I don't care.
I don't care. But people, you know, people like to talk to me.
I'm interested. Yeah.
People like to just tell me things. Some things I don't care to know, but people just get talking.
Most things people tell me are in the vault unless otherwise specified.
Well, yeah, but like, I'm just saying, I'll sit down and chat with somebody that I don't know very well, and then all of a sudden I know, like, weird things about
like
their
weird
lives.
Shit, yeah.
Not weird, but just things that maybe you wouldn't, I personally wouldn't sit down and tell someone 5 minutes into a conversation.
I don't know what type of person that's called.
I think it's because I listen to people.
Yeah, and you just let them talk.
And I let them talk, which... on the podcast, I feel like I'm the one blabbing away the whole time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I don't care, because it works. Like, it works for us.
Yeah. In life, though, I don't talk that much. I have a job where I don't talk to anyone.
Yeah.
And then I have, like, Greg and the dogs and cats at home, and
I talk all the time.
At work?
At work. Yep.
Oh, are you, like, on the phone a bunch and, like, scheduling things?
I'm on the phone a bunch. I'm scheduling things. I'm just, like, a talkative person, especially, I mean, we've talked about this in the past, but the past, like, 8 or 9 months, I've really, like, became way more extroverted than I have in the past. So I can make appointments. I can, like, call things, call people that I need to. I've done like public presentations to like faculty and staff.
Nice.
So I've come into who I should be lately.
I don't know. I just don't mm-hmm. talk very much. Like the times that we did, that we would do two podcasts in a row, like we'd record two, I would have a sore throat that night and halfway be losing my voice.
Yeah, I could talk all day.
But
which is wild. Yeah.
And when I do talk to people, like if I, during the day, it's all texting.
Yeah.
Almost all
That's
texting.
True. You.
Unless I'm talking to the dogs, if Greg goes to work, I'll say bye to him maybe in the morning if I
Do
if
you
I
talk
wake
to
up.
Yourself? Because I talk to myself all
I
the
do,
time.
I do, but it's kind of like this and I just kind of talk.
Oh, it's like, that's how I talk to myself at work.
I like mumble my to myself. So I do that. But even then, I'm not talking out loud to myself. I'm just kind of like mumbling. I'm mumbling. Like, okay. You can tell that I'm saying something.
Yeah.
But it's very, very quiet.
When we all first moved in together, the kids thought I was insane. Because they
Well,
would,
I
they,
mean.
Well, yeah. But they would catch me just like talking to myself. Just like randomly. Like,
do you have your nose ring turned up into your nose? Or what's going on there?
What do you mean?
I keep seeing like a little sparkle.
I have my little tiny septum, and then I have a little tiny stud.
I could see a sparkle inside your nostril on the side, and I thought that you were wearing like a hoop that was turned up.
No.
So I could just see a little bit. Now I can see it's under your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Anyway, talking to yourself.
Yeah, they thought I was crazy. But I'm like, oh, where did I put that? Like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm way quieter than that.
Oh.
Where you can't really.
See, that's scarier to me. You're just
like, but I'm playing out, and it's not that. Like,
mumble,
where did I
mumble,
put that?
Mumble.
I'm thinking about conversations.
Okay.
And I'll do like test runs of conversations.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, if I'm thinking I have to write something.
Yes.
And I have to word it a certain way, I'll speak it very quietly to myself. But not just sitting there watching TV. It's while I'm cleaning, while I'm at work, no one's around.
I had to do a faculty presentation on, like human research program thing that we were doing at Northern, like, a couple months ago. And I rehearsed the entire thing in like out loud on my way to work just so I could like.
It's kind of like, you know how people, you can kind of hear them reading out loud while they're reading?
Yeah.
How some people do that? That's kind of what I do when I talk to myself. But even then, okay, so it's very quiet. So I say goodbye to Greg in the morning and then I hang out with the animals and then I go to work and then. Sometimes after work I go to the bar, but even then if I have a couple drinks at 2 or 3 in the afternoon, I might be talking to the bartender, but probably not.
Yeah.
And then if I talk to Greg during the day or you or Pat, it's all texting.
Yeah.
Or Emma. And then I go home and hang out with the animals and then Greg gets out of work at 9.
Yeah.
And then we talk a little bit and then watch a couple episodes of whatever. So I could, in theory, go like a week without talking.
I can.
Other than saying like please and thank you to people at the grocery store or whatever. Have a good day.
Have the best day.
If it's the only thing I'm going to say all day long, you should really need to have the best day. I'm using my voice to say that to you.
I
haven't done that all day.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do if I just like didn't talk during the day. It would be weird because people are constantly like in and out of the office because we do like counseling services and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just like a constant like, hey, how have you been? Like, what's
just
new?
Just always
like,
talking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, And I worked in retail forever.
Yeah.
I worked in jobs where I had to talk to people. But it slowly slipped away. Like, I worked at Rippling River, and there I worked with another person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in and out of the office. Yeah. Jay, super chatty.
He was very chatty.
So, like, while I was doing bins or whatever, and he was putting his tools and stuff away, we'd chat. And then I went to the hotel where the couple people that I worked with regularly had a lot of life drama. So they would, like, be bouncing it off of me while we were working together. So I just kind of started talking less. Uh-huh. And then I worked for myself now, and I just don't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stacy came over, I don't know what night it was, a couple nights ago. I think Stacy came over, and then Emma called me, and then you called me. And I'm like, this is social overload. This is a lot. I know. I'm going on 3 hours of being fucking chatty with people, and I don't know if I can do this. And then
your battery just, like, drains. Your social battery. You're like...
My social battery is, like, a cheap dollar store battery.
So, like, before we get started, too, that reminds me. All of the Anytime Fitness guys are going to a conference in...
Oh, yeah, the Beautiful People Conference. You told me about that. The Beautiful
People Conference. They are the most introverted fucks I've ever met in my life. All of them.
How can they be introverted if they are trainers?
Right.
They say they are, but they're not.
They're extroverted at work. They have, like, no social life. Like, I have talked to a couple of them.
That's what it takes to be beautiful, Chelsea.
No
beauty is pain. And no social life. You have to work out 16 hours a day.
I was talking to one of them, and I was like, so this conference, like, it's going to be, like, a lot of talking and, like, schmoozing and stuff. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to sleep for a day when I get home. I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I just wouldn't. I don't know if I could do that level. That's a lot.
I'm going to have one drink at the bar and then immediately be hammered and go to bed because my body fat percentage is 0.023.
Well, like Mike, when Mike goes to conferences, it's just talking and schmoozing too, like, all the time. Like, he has the same thing. But Mike is pretty extroverted, like, all the time, like, very chatty, likes to be around people. So
I don't know. I guess when we used to go to, like, pet store things, I was outgoing there because it was my hobby and I was, like, really, I can't think of the word, into it.
Yeah.
There's a word for it. Passionate about
it. You're very passionate.
Very passionate about it. I wanted to learn all the new techniques. I wanted to enter the raffles. I wanted to talk to people about breeding different fish and all that. So, like, I was pretty talkative at that kind of stuff because I was interested in it and I was learning. But if I had to go to, like, a conference of other... Well, okay. Take that back. If I went to a conference... Change my mind. Of housekeepers, I would want to know, like, how much do you make for a two-bedroom, one bath? Yeah. How much do you... Like, I would be talkative, too.
Yeah.
But it would be tiring.
But it's just funny to me that certain people are in certain professions.
Yeah.
And they're the nerdiest people I've ever met in my life, but they don't...
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
I think that you're all caught up on my life. And we didn't even, like, talk about it. I noticed this.
Oh, fuck.
This is one of the things that I was practicing in my head. Sorry, I'm going on. I feel like this movie, though, when we talk about it, is going to be a short.
It's going to be very short.
Because it is so... Whatever. Don't make that face at me right now.
Okay.
Now, damn it. What was I just talking about? I practiced it in my head. This is one of the things. Oh, I was thinking about this today because we always chat about our lives in, like, the intro. Mm-hmm. And when we record, so this is the last one and then we're going to take a week off.
Yeah.
When we get to the third one of the month, we never have anything to talk about. Because we're so caught up
on
each other's lives.
We're very caught up.
You know? So, like, nothing really new has happened to me in the last week.
Yeah.
I got a bottle of the distillery's special reserve vodka. That's
cool.
That's something that I got as a gift. What else happened? Not a whole lot.
My God. I went on anxiety medication.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Is it helping? Or does it take time?
It's only been 2 days.
Oh, so you won't know for a while.
I'm giving it a week.
Well, isn't
no,
it
I'm
like
giving it,
supposed
I'm giving
to
it,
like...
Yes.
Yes.
But like I'm giving it a week before I determine on if it has changed anything. So it's only 5 milligrams, but they start you low.
It is something though that just builds in your system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I know that's why you're not supposed to go off stuff like that fast, because you can... Disasters.
Yes.
But I just wondered if it was one of those that's not like just treating you day by day.
No, it's a builder.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but by the third week, we're like, what are we talking about?
Like, what are we talking about?
But then the next one, we'll have a shit ton to talk about.
We will have so much to talk about.
Because your party, you'll
have a party.
Have come and gone. Going to another concert. But yeah, then when we have that break, it's like, okay, now.
It's a restack.
It is.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
That medication makes you tired too, which I started feeling today. So I'm just kind of like, mm-hmm.
Well, between talking as much as you do at work and exercising.
Right.
You're probably exhausted. I'd be in bed by now.
Sleepy time. All right. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to 1650-ish New England.
I thought it was 1630.
Is it 1630?
I don't know.
Okay. In The Witch.
Yes.
The Witch came out in 2015. It's an hour and 30 minutes long. You can find it on HBO Max or Apple TV for $3.99. It's directed and written by Robert Eggers. You might know him from The Northman and The Lighthouse, both equally as depressing. Or not depressing, depending on your views of the end of the movie. This one.
I think it worked out in
your favor.
I think
it worked out. The Witch stars Anya Taylor-Joy as Thomason. She was in The Menu, Queen's Gambit, and The Northman.
Love her. Love her, love her. She's
beautiful.
Love her
so much. Kate Dickey as Catherine, her mom.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Game of Thrones, Prometheus, and The Northman.
Game of Thrones. Okay.
Yep.
I didn't do any research.
That's okay.
So hearing the cast.
Yeah.
I didn't even look into the cast.
Ralph Ineson or Einson as William, Thomason's dad. He was in Game of Thrones,
mm-hmm.
The Green Knight, The Northman, and he voiced a couple characters in Vox Machina, if you're into Dungeons & Dragons and, like, Matt Mercer and stuff. Harvey Scrimshaw is Caleb, Thomason's brother. He was in The School for Good and Evil. And I wrote down the kids' names. The twins, Catherine's youngest siblings. Jonas is played by Lucas Dawson, and Mercy is played by Ellie Granger. And then huge shout out to Bathsheba Garnett, who plays the old witch.
Mm.
She was in P2 as the homeless woman in the parking garage.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So I did a little bit of research wasn't sure if you were going to.
No, I watched it less than 2 hours ago.
All of the structures were made by hand,
mm-hmm.
to go along with the time period. Robert
Eggers, I did notice the clothing was on point.
Yes, absolutely. And then the budget of this movie was only $4 million, so they had to shoot it in Canada to save money. Okay. Or vice versa. I can't remember which one it was. They wanted to shoot it in Canada, but then couldn't because of the tax stuff. Won Best Director at the Sundance Film Festival, which is pretty cool. All natural lighting, which you can tell. And then Eggers pulled real dialogue from the Salem Witch Trials to be used in the film.
Interesting. Their accents were kind of all over the place, and that was my one kind of like, about it. It seemed like they just kind of like pulled things from here and there.
Mm-hmm.
It's an A24 film. So those are hit or miss for me. Hit or miss.
Those, yeah.
Like, I scrolled through because I knew there was some that I liked. And The Green Room.
Mm-hmm. The Green Room's good.
Loved that. But then Midsommar.
Yeah. We're torn on that one.
Yeah.
Because I like it, but.
This is kind of the same. Girls, yeah. Life sucks and then everything changes.
Yeah. Oh, it's a rough one.
All right.
Okay.
This family, there's the mom, dad, oldest daughter, middle brother, twins, and a baby. William's the father. What?
I looked down at my notes and I said, considered one of the best horror movies of the 2010s. I disagree.
It really was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
My thing with this is that everyone talked about it like, you have to fucking watch it. It's the best thing
it's
ever.
It's like Midsommar.
Oh, it's so good. Watch it. Mm-hmm. If no one had ever said anything to me and I watched it, I'd be like, ooh, okay, this is interesting. Like, this is different.
Creepy. It's different.
It's creepy. I've never seen anything like this, but it got so much hype, it kind of wrecked it.
Yeah.
Anyway, the family, do they get banished in the beginning?
They get banished in the beginning. And I think because William thought that he was above the town's people or the clergy of that town, I think William thought that him and his family were following Jesus
better
and God better
than what
than a town,
yes,
than an entire town, which
and it's all very like Puritan just hats. It's like they all just stepped off the Mayflower.
Yeah, and like you can see Thomason's face when they're just like, yeah, you're banished. And William's just like, fine, we'll go then. We'll leave. And Thomason's like, what the fuck?
Like I no.
don't want to do this.
And from my understanding, I think all of the kids were born in that town.
They were.
Mom and dad came over on a boat.
Yeah.
Because you get into that later. But that was my, so they're like brand new.
They're brand new.
Brand new. To the
Catherine's pregnant.
Yes. So they decide to move out into the edge of town, whatever. Not edge of town.
It's
edge
fucking
of,
scary.
Edge of the forest, way out, and be homesteaders.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds like the worst thing.
There are some people that like romanticize like New England in. Maybe not the 1600s, but at some
not
point.
Not even that. They romanticized the idea of, like, moving out west or moving to Alaska and homesteading and living off the land. It sounds fucking terrible.
Sounds like a nightmare. The only reason that I would ever do that is if there were an apocalypse and I was forced to.
Yes, I would have to be forced to do that. You know why? Because at 10 o'clock at night, I like to drive my vehicle into Marquette, regardless of the weather, and get a party pack of tacos.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like, oh, wow, I hope the plane comes this month and brings us butter and sugar. Like, no, I don't want that life. Oh, maybe they'll have apples. No.
Oh, shit.
I want to go to the store where they have 50 different kinds of apples.
I know.
I don't, nothing about that appeals to me.
Yeah.
I can see a friend of mine has a farm. And she has sheep and she, you know, shears the sheep and weaves the wool and does that kind of thing. And chickens. And she works in Marquette, but lives about 45 minutes away. And that is about as that life would be nice. She always has like beautiful photos of the night sky and, you know, the fog over the fields. And it kind of reminds me a little bit of downstate, but you're still like up here.
Yeah.
So kind of farm country. And that I can see why she enjoys that. She gets to go home and, you know, farm because that's what she wants to do. But when people are like, especially in this situation, we have nothing, but we're going to go start a farm in the middle of nowhere and try to raise these animals.
Fucking hard.
That sounds like torture.
Hard pass.
Yes. So they spend some time. They have a house, barn, all that jazz. And the house is typical. You know, there's the main floor and a loft that the kids sleep in. Mm-hmm. Thomason is confessing her sins, that she's had a ton of sins, but all these people do. They just live under the guilt of God and Jesus. And sorry.
No, it's totally fine. It's bound to come out.
I'm sorry. I'll keep it to myself. They feel very guilty for just living their lives.
For existing.
For existing. Mm-hmm. She confesses all these sins, and then she takes her baby brother, Samuel, from her mom.
Yeah.
Everything seems to be going fairly fine. Good, yeah. You know? Takes the baby so mom can go do other things, you know, like scrub clothes on a rock in the creek and shovel manure and...
My face is a lot of nope.
Not, you know, throw your clothes in the washing machine. Anyway. She takes the baby, and she's playing peekaboo with the baby. And this, I remember this from the...
I feel like this would also be a sin. Like, giggling, laughing, joking.
You're laughing? You're playing with a baby? You're happy? You're smiling? No. Enough. Pray. So she's... I'm sorry.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Anyone that's listening that is religious, I apologize. I'm not making fun of you. I'm making fun of the situation that she's in.
Yeah.
Puritan times. So she is playing peekaboo, you know, covering her face, taking her hands off, and then baby disappears.
Like, the entire bassinet fucking...
Gone.
Gone.
Baby gone. Like, and she's leaning over the baby, sitting in, like, a grass field.
Yeah.
You see after, you know, everyone's freaking out, whatever, baby's gone. But you see someone kind of like running through the woods holding the baby.
Yeah.
Now, you see the little baby. This is sad, but once again, not as horrifying as I thought it would be.
It's not.
When people say it, it sounds terrible, but you get the idea that the witch kills the baby and then kind of grinds it up in like a
mortar
thing, mm-hmm. and then rubs it on her body.
Yeah.
Now, when I say that, it sounds like the most gruesome thing you could ever see in a movie.
It just looks like jelly.
But it's just kind of hinted at, you don't, and I thought, oh my God, if I hear the baby crying, that's gonna be like very upsetting. You don't hear the baby crying.
No.
You don't never see anything happen. That's just the...
But they do a really good job with alluding that that's what happened.
Yes. I thought I would be completely disturbed
because I told you about it.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't want to watch that.
But it's not that terrible.
Yeah. So you see that it's all at night. And like you said, nothing is lit in any way.
No.
So it's all natural firelight and everything for the filming, which is really cool.
It is cool. It's like that for The Northman, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Northman was good.
Yeah.
The next morning, or I guess time has went by. Times went by at this point. They kind of give up the search.
Yeah.
Now what they're trying to do is find the wolf that took the baby, because that's what they're thinking.
For sure.
Now, mom is obviously still a hot mess. The crops are failing. Their corn has some fungus or bacteria or something. So
isn't that ergot? Isn't that the fungus that everybody blamed the Salem witch hysteria on?
Oh, I don't know.
I think that that's what it is. It was a fungus that...
Like a blight?
A crop? Yeah, like rotted the crops. And eaten, it can kind of like...
Mess you up?
Fuck you up, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's one of the leading stories as to why these two bitch little children thought that they could get away with essentially murdering 20 people.
Oh, yeah.
That they were having like seizures and stuff, and they think that it was, I think it's ergot poisoning.
Well, that would even make sense in this.
Fungal poisoning.
Because there is a scene where the corn's dried and they're still like harvesting the corn with the fungus on it. Yeah. That would be like a really good, like,
it's one of hint. The leading theories as to why, because,
or like, I guess that would be an Easter egg.
Yeah, because there are there's like documentation that the girls and a couple of the townspeople did actually suffer like seizures and stuff, but they don't know how, and like,
but even in this, like in this things. Film, mm-hmm. because it's like, oh, I can't remember the Lord's Prayer.
Right.
I can't remember this. Yeah. And they have like moment, all of them kind of have moments where they're like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
But if they were suffering from some kind of like food poisoning.
Yeah. That would I'll totally send you make a couple sense. Links on it because it's interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I wish I researched because I like knowing these things.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So Dad takes Caleb out into the woods to go hunting, even though he promised none of the children would go into the woods.
Yeah. Because of... There's just a bunch of fucking lying throughout this entire film.
There is.
Just a bunch.
Yeah. So they do have to pray a lot because they're all fucking lying to each other. Mm-hmm. They're just regular people. William's trying to act all above everybody else. He's a fucking liar just like everybody else is.
Yep.
Anyway, takes Caleb out to go hunting. The traps are empty. Caleb has kind of a meltdown because Samuel wasn't baptized because he was born outside of the town.
Yeah.
Now, since he wasn't baptized, according to this religion and probably a lot of them, if you're not baptized, you can't go to heaven.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Yeah.
So he kind of has a breakdown about Samuel's soul.
Going to hell.
Yeah. Well, then after he kind of snaps out of it and his dad's like, we don't know what happens when we die. Kind of the gist, you know, like we can pray for him. We can hope that he gets there, but who knows?
Yeah.
If he had good or evil in his heart.
Yeah.
Then the dog goes missing. So then they kind of have
Fowler.
Like, yeah, Fowler the dog. Mm-hmm. Now, weird thing happened at the farm is Thomason is collecting eggs and breaks one of the eggs and there's like a fully formed chick in it.
Yeah.
That takes a bit. And if they're starving and they're harvesting eggs like every day.
Yeah.
I feel like that.
It's witchcraft.
Probably. Yeah. Either. Wouldn't have happened.
Or she missed an egg.
Or somehow missed an egg mm-hmm. that a hen was sitting on. But I feel like if you don't have like TV and cell phones and board games and cards, your whole day is kind of just staring at the animals. Like she wouldn't have missed an egg.
Yeah, because Jonas and Mercy are hanging out with Black Phillip.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. The twins. How old do you think they are? Four?
Five or six, I would say.
You think so? They're pretty small. So.
Yeah. Five.
Five. We'll settle on five. They're little shitheads. They don't do anything.
They're fucking dicks.
And they just hang out with the freaking goat all day long.
Black Phillip. The Black Phillip. Goat.
And Black Phillip, they sing songs about him. And
Apparently he talks to them.
Mm-hmm. And... no one has a problem with this.
No.
No one thinks, like, wow, it's weird that the kids are talking to the goat.
Thomason does. She catches him all the time and is just like, why, what are you doing?
True.
Yeah.
But they're also, like, taunting him at one point.
Yeah.
And when Caleb and William get back from hunting, he's pissed.
Yeah.
Now they see
messing with the goat.
Yeah. They see a rabbit too. They take a shot at a rabbit that's reoccurring.
And the rabbit has the goat's eyes. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rabbit with goat's eyes. Mm-hmm. So he takes a shot at it. The gun kind of backfires.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, he misses. Well, then when they get back back to the house, their mom is super mad because they just ducked out and didn't say where they were going.
Yeah.
But I don't, she hasn't been sleeping. She's been crying a ton. They got up super early in the morning and decided to go hunting without telling anyone. Mm-hmm. Well, then Caleb lied because he wasn't supposed to go into the woods. So he said that they went down into the valley because he thought he saw an apple tree there and wanted to pick apples to surprise her.
Yeah.
And she just lets it go. Like, just he essentially just covers for his dad.
He does, because his dad had stolen Catherine's silver cup to buy hunting supplies.
To buy traps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was his cup, his wine cup.
It was her dad's wine cup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And they only have like 10 things in this whole cabin. So it's not like that cup isn't going to go missing.
Yes.
If one thing went missing from in here, it might take you like a week to be like, where did that go?
Yeah.
But she notices right away. Well, the kids, so Thomason has to take her dad's dirty clothes, because when he's trying to wrangle the goat back into the pen, he falls. The two younger kids think it's hilarious. Anyways, she gets yelled at. Obviously, her mom is blaming her for the loss of Samuel.
Yeah.
And thinks that she's too old to be there, too, that she should go and work for a family and mm-hmm. get out of there. So she's just kind of had it with her. So she tells, mom tells Thomason to take her dad's clothes down to the river to, like, scrub them on the rocks. And then Caleb also is sent down to, like, fetch water.
Yeah.
So they're down there, and sorry, I just lost my train of thought.
No, you're fine.
So they're down there. Well, then the twins show up, and they're talking about witch stuff. And, of course, typical older sister
100%.
Is 100%. I'm the witch.
I'll grind your bones.
Yeah. I'll kill you and eat you. Like,
yeah.
She just lays it on so hardcore because, well, first, Mercy says a lot of things that she shouldn't have said.
Yes.
About her brother disappearing and all that. She,
like, the witch took him and all mm-hmm. sorts of stuff. Yeah.
So then to kind of fire back, Thomason says, like, I'm the witch.
Yeah.
And this is happening because of me, and, like, gets after her. And then they end up like,
bitch, that's how you get hung in 1630. That is how you get hung.
She was moments away from that path for sure.
Oh my God.
She picks on her super bad. Well, then she's like, if you tell anyone, I'll eat you, you know?
Yeah.
And obviously Mercy is terrified at this point. And
they run away screaming.
The two boys are trying to kind of like break it up.
Yeah.
Now, Mom, Catherine, blames Thomason for the missing silver cup.
Yeah.
She actually says at one point, did the wolf vanish it too?
Yeah. Oh, did the wolf take that too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so obviously it hasn't been that long. She's blaming everything on Thomason, and now she's blaming the silver cup missing.
Yeah.
And Dad's fucking sitting right there, and he doesn't say shit.
He says it probably wasn't her, just let it go, or something to that effect. But it's just like, okay, you could have fucking said something right then.
He could have said something right then.
Yeah.
Now, she's upset. She goes out and puts the sheep away. Well, the goats and sheep?
Yeah.
She locks up the barn. And she sees a rabbit. Or is it just goats?
They have Black Phillip.
Yeah.
The big goat. And then I think they have two little goats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Mom and Dad are in bed. All the kids are in the loft above, and they're having, like,
marital disputes.
A talk. And then they yell out to the kids to see if the kids are awake, and the kids are all just, like, sitting there awake listening.
Nope, we're not awake. Nope.
Catherine convinces William to take Thomason to serve someone, to take her to town and find her a home where she can be a maid or whatever, like, not stay there.
Yeah.
At first I thought, oh, they're gonna like marry her off, but it didn't sound like that.
It didn't sound like that.
It sounds like we're gonna go put you to work somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, she also wants to go back to the church.
Yeah.
And
they're gonna starve. Like,
they're gonna starve. There's not enough food for everybody. We need to basically go apologize.
Yeah.
And go back to what was civilization at the time. Mm-hmm. Thomasin is out with the barnyard animals again, hanging out, and she sees Caleb with a bag climbing out of the house too. Now, he says that he's going to go hunting, right? He's going hunting. He's going to find food, whatever. He's going to go into the woods.
This is when they take the dog. The dog hadn't gone missing yet. They take Fowler.
Oh, now he went missing before. Oh. They were like calling him, but he came back.
Yep.
So they eventually found him, got back.
I gotcha.
I forgot.
That's okay.
They take the dog. They take the horse, the gun, a bag of whatever supplies, and decide to go out because she says she'll tell unless she can go too. Now they come across that weird rabbit again.
Yeah.
And the rabbit kind of spooks the horse, or the dog starts barking at the rabbit but won't go after it.
Mm-hmm.
And that spooks the horse. Caleb goes running after the dog. And while Thomasin is just kind of sitting on the horse waiting to see what happens, the horse gets spooked and bucks her off. Or she doesn't, it doesn't like buck her hard, but she does fall off the horse.
She falls off the horse.
Knocked out. Night falls. Caleb is walking through the woods praying.
Shit is wild.
Yes. He's just praying his little heart out because he's terrified.
Yeah.
He finds Fowler, unfortunately, who had been attacked and was dying.
Yeah.
Once again, I thought that was going to be super traumatic. You got just enough of a glimpse of it to know what happened, and then that was it. No whining, no weird sounds.
No.
No, just like dog, you could kind of see its guts a little bit, but you couldn't see the rest. You saw the coloring of the dog, and then like, boop, gone.
Yeah.
Not as terrible as I thought it was supposed to be. Now, at this point, Thomasin wakes up and she hears her dad yelling for them.
Mm-hmm.
So she's close enough that she can go running back. Caleb sees the rabbit again. And he kind of follows it. Well, as he's going, kind of following the rabbit, he sees a little home, a little hut in the woods.
Those are always good.
Oh, yeah. It's always definitely go there. Now, as he's approaching the hut, a beautiful young woman comes out of it.
Yeah.
And she goes up to him and puts her hand kind of on the back of his head and leans in and kisses him. Well, when they lean in for the kiss, her hand is all of a sudden like an old woman hand.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Yes. Now, William, it's pouring rain at this point. Thomasin is back, you know, but obviously Caleb is still missing. Will wants to go to town and get someone to help.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, he knows he can't search the woods on his own. Their now second child is missing. It's kind of a big deal. And that's when he gets in a pretty nasty fight with Catherine.
Yeah.
Like, she smacks him.
Yeah.
Like, decks him pretty good. Like, they're struggling out in the rain because, you know.
He wanted to leave.
Yes.
The rest of the family, I don't think, wanted to just, like, abandon the town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when it was his idea. Well, towards the end, he gets the guilt about that this was his fault.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like it's a theme in horror movies where there's a very strong-headed father.
Yes.
That's like, we're going to do this. We're going to make this work. We're going to buy this old house and fix it up.
Yeah.
We sunk all of our money into this, so now we have to move into this haunted home. Like, and
then Conjuring, Amityville.
Yeah.
Like, all of these things. Poltergeist.
Yeah. Lots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they make up. Thomasin goes out and is putting the goats to bed, checking on all the animals like she does.
Mm-hmm.
And Caleb is outside. He's naked, like barely alive, leaning against the fence. Obviously, she freaks out. Gets her parents, all that.
Yeah.
Well, the twins are talking to Black Phillip and say that Thomason is a witch.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, they're whispering to the freaking goat. Like,
Thomason hasn't heard from the goat yet.
Yet.
But these two little bitch kids, it's always fucking 10 years or younger that want to fuck around. Yeah.
William and Catherine, they have a talk. She talks about how she's... This was... So at this point, Caleb is kind of in a coma.
Yeah.
They have him in the loft by himself. The other kids are sleeping downstairs, wrapped up in blankets. Catherine is up there caring for him.
Yeah.
William comes up to just tell her something, that he's going out or he's doing this. And she tells him that she's super homesick, and not homesick for town. She's homesick for England.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a, we never should have come here. After she feels like she's cold to him because she's essentially turning away from God. Not so many words, but she's losing her faith.
Yeah.
Because of all the stuff that's happened.
Which is understandable.
And at one point she even tells him that with her faith, like, being close to Jesus was like being close to better than any man she could, the best man, like no one else she could imagine, like being in that relationship with God. Well, then, you know, they move to the Americas, and then they move out of town onto a homestead, and then her child dies, and then another one is gravely injured.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, yeah.
Okay.
Caleb awakens. In this, like, and there's a couple other scenes that go by, but Caleb wakes up. He's like thrashing around.
I do want to talk about bloodletting, because that happens.
Oh, yeah. She's making little cuts all over him.
What a fucking wild concept.
You got to let out that poison blood. Put in new fresh blood. But they didn't do that then. Your body would just make new blood. You're already sick. Let's take out a pint.
Let's take out all of the good things that are making you feel better. I think about that, and I watch Outlander and stuff, and they talk about, like, bloodletting and stuff. And Claire is just like, what a barbaric thing to do. Like, I know that it's, like, historically accurate that, like, people did bloodlet, but it's not, like,
like, what are you doing? Please stop doing that. This is not helping anything. Where was I? Oh. So Caleb starts, like, saying all this crazy shit. He spits out, like, a weird apple, like a rotten apple.
It reminded me of a cherry, like in The Witches of Eastwick.
Yeah. He starts coughing and, like, gags out a small apple. And then, of course, witchcraft. Well,
it's fucking,
Everyone's up there because he screams. So the whole family goes running up to see what's going on.
Yeah.
So they see him, like, thrashing around. He spits out the apple. The acting at this point is pretty good.
It's really good.
Yeah. I thought they did a good job. Well, then the twins are obviously pointing at Thomason, like, she's a witch. It's her fault. Then all of a sudden they lay down and start, like, thrashing around on the ground. And they are, like, physically doing the same exact thing that Caleb's doing.
Yeah. Like
if you watch
them,
they're doing it at the same time. And then, of course, Catherine immediately is like, Thomason's a witch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess in that time, if I had the knowledge of that time and only that time, I guess that would be a logical explanation.
Well, the reason the twins freak out is because they all hold hands and they're, like, praying over him, like, loudly praying.
Yeah.
And Mercy says, I can't remember the words.
Because that's a sign of either being possessed by the devil or witchcraft.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they can't. And then her brother's like, I can't either. And then they fall down and they can't pray. However, Thomason is still praying.
My eyes can't roll far enough back in my head.
So they're still praying. Well, then all of a sudden, it looks like Caleb almost, like, floats up.
Yeah.
But then he's like, I'm here with Jesus. Everything's great. And he's like talking about God and how whatever. And then he drops dead.
Yeah. Quickly.
Just boom, lights out. But you see this like kind of relief on his face and he's talking.
Yeah.
And he's got his arm stretched out to the sides and it's just kind of talking about God and then dies. The twins are also unconscious. Catherine yells at Thomason. She immediately bolts. And then William goes out to talk to her and is basically like, okay, are you a witch? And she's like, no, I'm not. No. Well, then he does say like, well, you were with Samuel when he went missing.
Yeah.
You were with Caleb when he got sick. The twins just said that you were the witch.
I know.
And she's like, oh, they're out fucking off talking to the goat all the time, and you're calling me the witch.
Yeah. Yes. Fucking, what are those bitches doing? Talking to Black Phillip.
Yeah. So then she, well, she talks back. She's a teenager and gets spicy, and she's like, this is all your fault. You moved us out here.
You sold the cup. And then let mom blame me for it and, like, all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
she starts outing all the family secrets.
Ugh.
So then he gets super pissed. And then at that point, he's like, you're a fucking witch.
I have had screaming matches, not recently, thankfully, with Sienna. That
you're like, do you want to board her up in the shed? Because that's what he does.
I never. It never went
that
far.
She's like, the kids are talking. She's like, the twins are talking to a goat. You sold the cup and threw me under the bus in front of mom. You did this. And just like, blah, blah, blah. It's your fault the crops failed. All you can do is cut firewood, which that's all he really does through the whole thing. It's just chop firewood.
It's like Amityville.
There's a scene when he's getting his clothes washed and he's wearing like a sarong thing.
Yeah.
Like towel wrapped around his lower half. And he's cutting firewood. I'm like, is this Amityville?
Yeah.
Is he going to go crazy and start axing people up?
Maybe. But yeah, as soon as she starts giving any lip, you're a witch.
Oh,
fuck you.
She's a witch. So then he takes... Or no, this is before that. So the twins are unconscious.
Yeah.
Still laying side by side on this little cot thing. And dad is in a rage. So he walks in and he's like, you're faking it, blah, 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 whatever. And he picks up
Mercy, I think.
Jonas.
Or is it Jonas?
He picks up Jonas and he's like, I'm going to bash his head in right now. And then miraculously, both of the twins wake up and everything. They're just fine back to normal.
Fucking kids.
Yeah. So he takes all three of the kids and he puts them in the goat barn.
The remaining kids.
The three remaining children. Oh, it's so that
it
part's
is.
Sad.
Yeah.
He takes the three of them, boards them up in the little shed. I was saying barn earlier, I think.
But it's like
more
a shed.
Of a little
it's
shed.
It's like a goat shed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
That's
it
exactly
is.
Exactly what it is.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
He boards them up and he's like, fine, talk to the fucking goats all night long.
Yeah.
This is like.
Can you picture it? Dad probably would have done that.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking go talk to the chickens.
Go talk to the chickens. Get out of here.
And then 2 hours later, he would have.
He'd be like, okay, let's go get ice cream. You've been punished long enough. Thomason and the twins that night in the shed, or like after they get, they're like, are you a witch? No. Are you a witch?
Oh, shit hits the fan more so than it already has, my friend.
This film, too, reminded me very much of like Hereditary and Midsommar.
Slow burn.
Slow. It starts out and you're like, okay, there's just enough like interesting little things to kind of keep you going with it where you're like, all right, let's see what happens. Oh, that's weird. Let's see what happens. And then it's like the shocking ending.
Yes.
Where everything crazy happens in like the last 15
minutes.
Have
you seen The Lighthouse?
No.
Ooh.
Is it like this too?
That's a slow burn.
Who's in that? Is it Leonardo DiCaprio that's in that?
Willem Dafoe and Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson. I kind of had that look in my head.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
The teen heartthrob look.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
they're in the barn, or the shed. They're kind of like, but you talk to the goat? You don't talk to the goat? Oh, okay. And they kind of have like a little bit of interaction, but not a ton. You still don't know what the hell's going on.
No.
And, but it's basically like, are you the witch? No. Okay. Well, then something else is going on here.
Yeah.
William at this point is cutting firewood and he is blaming himself for everything.
Yeah.
He's getting like the big time guilt because the kids are, the remaining children are like fucked up. The one kid's yelling at him. The other two like don't listen at all. His two sons at this point passed away.
Yeah.
His wife is like rightfully having a breakdown.
Yeah.
Because from living out there. And he's recognizing that he may have had something to do with that.
He has some regrets.
Some regrets. Mom.
Oh.
Catherine.
This is rough.
Does she wake up or does she just go in her bedroom?
Either way. She wakes up.
The room is really nice and warmly lit.
Yeah.
It looks very cozy. And she sees Caleb holding little baby Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
And Caleb is wearing like kind of like a white robey type pajamas. And Samuel is like little baby Jesus. He's wrapped up in white and has like a red sash wrapped around him.
Yeah.
Like exactly like little baby Jesus. Gotta turn the page.
That's all right.
This notebook is too little for all my writing.
Oh, it's so tiny.
I know. I like the notebook itself, but I'm used to like a big notebook.
Yeah.
But I am almost done with this one, so.
Ooh, you'll have to get a new one.
I'm not going to get another one like this, though. I think I'm just going to go back to like my notebook.
Yeah.
Because I can write more in it. I don't have to turn pages and interrupt the tale of the witch.
Interrupt away.
The witch.
The witch. The vivitch.
The witch. The witch. Now, the kids, she sees this and she's like so happy to see them.
Yeah.
She takes the little baby and starts nursing him. And you know that something terrible
something awful
is going to happen.
Is gonna be happening.
Now, the kids.
And it is.
It is. The kids wake up in the barn. And it's really, it's not late at night.
No.
The kids wake up and they see one of the goats, Flora. And the witch is
like, they hear something like land on the roof.
Yeah. They hear
like
footsteps
scurry down
and they hear kind of like weird stuff. And then they look over in the shadows and they see the witch.
Yes.
And is she eating the goat?
She's
or
suckling.
Is she like nursing off
She's
of
nursing off of the goat?
The goat. Okay, that's what I thought. Because you see the side of it, and you just see, like, the woman's naked back.
Like,
kind of,
I think she is. That was the impression that I got. But
that's kind of what I was, too. Okay. That was... So, they, of course, fucking scream their little heads off.
Shit.
Now, Catherine goes back to her, and she's sitting in the bedroom, and she's completely zoned out. And a crow is like pecking at her boob.
Yeah.
And it's all bloody and gross.
It's all bloody.
But she's in this like weird trance that she thinks her children are back.
Yeah. It's pretty sad. And you think it's a dream.
I thought for sure it was a dream because William and her both then like he wakes up in bed and she's laying next to him. And he climbs over her and she's asleep, but the front of her nightgown is bloody.
It's all bloody.
And she opens her eyes like she had been awake.
Yeah.
Like she's fake sleeping.
Yeah.
William runs outside and he sees that the goat shed has been destroyed and there's two dead goats.
Yeah, the two white goats are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like gutted.
Yeah, they're
icky.
You know, you don't see the kids, though.
You don't. The kids.
Is there going to be a witch, too?
The kids are gone, except Thomason.
Except Thomason. And Thomason kind of, like, wakes up when she hears the commotion.
Yeah.
Now, for some reason, I thought at the end it would be the twins and Thomason, like, all holding hands.
I thought so,
like,
too.
Like, walking away or something. But no, that doesn't happen. But the kids are gone. You don't know. The kids are gone. Mm-hmm. So technically they could be alive somewhere.
Bye, bitch.
They just wake up to that and they're like, okay, we're out of here.
Okay, no, bye.
Bye, Black Phil. We're going back to town. We're going to tell them our whole family's dead.
They'd be hung for witchcraft.
Would they, you think, that little?
The youngest in the Salem witch trials was 4. She wasn't hung, but she...
Hanged.
Yeah, she wasn't hanged, but she was in jail for a long time. Her mom had actually been hanged. And her
I
mom,
thought her mom was just like, my kid is an asshole.
No.
Definitely a witch.
Her mom had been hanged as
so
a witch.
So she's like guilty by association?
It wasn't even guilty by association. One of the bitch kids pointed out that she was a witch too.
Can you imagine that?
No.
Just having some little asshole be like, she's a witch because I saw her do this.
So this is... related to witch trials. Morbid recently did a Torsshäker witch trial episode.
No idea.
It happened in Sweden, I think. 70 people were beheaded in one day.
For being witches?
Mm-hmm. Because some kid that claimed that he was bewitched by the town stood outside the church and just started naming off people.
That's all it took.
That's all it took. I'll send you that podcast because it is super interesting. Okay. But they were all hung and they all had, they were all hanged and they were all, or they all were decapitated, I'm sorry. And they were all brought to the executioner by their family members.
What?
It's fucking wild. 70 people, and there were only 2 executioners. And it happened in a day.
They would have to have really strong arms.
No shit.
Ooh, imagine being the last one. I'd want to be the first one to go.
I would want to be the first one, too.
If you're the last one, their arms are all tired.
But then they might miss. That's not good either.
No. No, I just listened to... something, I think it was about Maria Antoinette, maybe?
Yeah. One of the people...
it wasn't Maria Antoinette.
It wasn't Maria Antoinette. It was somebody around the Anne Boleyn time who the executioner was super wasted and just kept missing. And it took like 7 or 8 tries to fully decapitate.
Maybe it was Anne Boleyn that instead of an axe, they got like this super... good executioner from somewhere else, yeah. And they had a sword to make it like really quick.
Oh, of course.
And then she had like a private area to be beheaded. And anyway,
it wasn't Anne Boleyn with the 7 or 8 tries. It was a dude, but I can't remember. And there's a TV show where it was showed where that event in history was portrayed on camera, but I can't remember what exactly it was, but wild. Anyway.
Ugh. Anyway. So when William comes out and he sees the goats dead, the 2 female goats, and the shed destroyed, and he sees Thomason like wake up.
Oh my God.
He looks at her like,
fucking witch.
You are definitely a witch. You just blew up the barn.
You've got blood on your hands, girl.
Ugh. Well, it doesn't last long because Black Phillip immediately rams Dad with his horns. Yeah. And...
oh, that'd be awful.
Ugh, I can't
even imagine.
So then William is... he's got an axe and he's like going to try to go after Phillip.
Yeah.
And then Phillip hits him again hard. And he falls into the wood pile, and then a mountain of wood falls down on top of him.
Yeah.
After he'd been like, is it gored?
It's gored.
When you get attacked by an animal like that. He was like bleeding out of his side, bleeding out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Like woozy.
He wasn't long for this world.
No, he wasn't going to make it. Of course, then Catherine comes out and blames Thomason.
Oh, yeah.
And they get into a pretty... bad fight. I mean, it's a fight Catherine, to the death.
Catherine's like on top of her.
Yeah, Catherine's like on top of her, and she picks up like it looked like a little tiny trowel or something. Yeah. It wasn't a knife. Mm-mm. And she swings it at Catherine, and it hits her in the forehead. Well, then blood's going all over the both of them, and
Catherine was still choking her.
Yeah.
So
Thomason kind of did what she had to do and just kept hitting her and pushed her off and blood all over the place.
Yeah.
She was defending herself. So she does kind of like a heredity thing.
Yeah.
Where she just looks around and she walks in and she puts on a robe and sits down at the kitchen table and falls asleep.
Good night.
Like totally.
Yeah.
Out of it. Now, when she wakes up, it's nighttime. I liked this whole end.
Dope.
I wasn't expecting it.
This was a good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her moment.
I wasn't expecting this to happen at all. I guess I didn't know what to expect. But, you know, I guess I expected the witches to just not be real.
Ergot poisoning. She wakes up and she's like, I fucking murdered my whole family. Oops.
She wakes up and she takes a lantern and she walks outside. And when she walks outside, Black Phillip is out there waiting for her. And he just turns around and walks into a barn.
Yeah.
So she has a lantern. It's really cool, like, imagery. She follows him in and she can hear him talking.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically like, what do you want? I'll give you whatever you want.
Would thou like to live deliciously? Why, yes. Yes, I would.
Yes, I would. And he's offering fine clothing and just kind of the best of the best.
Whatever she fucking wants.
And she's standing there and there's a book in front of her. And it's like Black Thomas is like the cameraman at this point because he's like looking up
Black
at her.
Phillip.
What did I say? Black Thomas. I thought I was going to say Black something for a while from like a pirate.
Oh, yeah. Blackbeard.
Blackbeard. Black Phillip. You see it kind of from his angle. So there's a book in front and you hear his voice and he's asking her to sign the book. And he's like, I'll guide your hand. And then you see like boots walk around.
He's got some nice red-soled boots, if I ever saw any.
He's got some swanky boots on, not goat hooves anymore. And he walks behind her, and you catch the glimpse of, like, a well-dressed man.
Sharp-dressed man.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she must sign, because then... Oh, he tells her... Does he tell her to take off her clothes, too?
Yeah.
Tells her to get naked. So she does, and I'm like, wow, this is not going the direction I thought it was going to go in.
Escalated quickly.
Yes. I don't know. He could be hideous, but just the voice and the clothing,
he's not, though. I saw the actor that plays him.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay. So then she's nude, and she's walking across this field to the woods,
mm-hmm.
And he's goat form, just jumping around behind her. Kind of living his best life. Kind of
like,
go
cool,
this way.
I have this hot witch chick.
Yeah. So she walks into the woods. And at first you think like she's just walking into the woods to what, be the next witch. But she comes across a fire, a big bonfire, with a bunch of nude women in it.
Having the best time.
Yeah. Like... dancing and barking and doing all this crazy stuff around
the
fire.
It was like the scene in the Northmen.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was very similar to that. They're like on their hands and knees going crazy. And then this part I also did not fucking expect. She walks up to the fire and as they're like doing this and they're chanting and everything, they all start floating up in the air.
Sign me up.
And then she's floating up in the air too.
And she's like the happiest you have seen her.
And she's
film.
Smiling. She's like, okay, I can get behind this.
Yeah.
So do you think that these women, maybe not the one that stole the baby or the one that stole the baby too, because she can kind of like masquerade. Like mm-hmm. she appeared to Caleb as like a young woman. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think these women just fly off into the night to like seduce people and steal their money and go out dancing somewhere where you can go dancing and Puritan New England?
I don't know. I don't know what they do. Are they just like a coven of women that maybe they live in like the towns? And
I mean, they could live in the towns and all meet up.
Yeah.
To be witches out in the woods. Because maybe, I mean, okay, so maybe I'm thinking like Interview with a Vampire. You know, they have a big group of vampires and then they like fly off in the night and seduce people and steal. And
yeah.
But maybe she's going to go do this witch thing and then she's going to show up in town and be like, oh my God, my poor family. I love Jesus.
Well, there was.
Take me to church. And then she gets all, you know, everyone takes care of her.
Yeah.
And then she kind of works her way up in society.
But even if you had like gold thread in your clothes and you were a woman in Puritan time, you were fucking a witch.
No, I'm saying, well, yeah, at first I was thinking it was like vampires.
Oh, yes.
But now it's like, I'm the purest of the pure.
Oh, yes.
So, like, that is the wealth then.
That's true.
Is, you know, my animals, my farm always prospers, and my husband is very loyal.
You couldn't do that either as a woman, because if you were too prosperous, they would fucking hang you.
Yeah, I suppose you have to stay, like, right on the fence.
You have to stay right on the fence. It was either poor, desolate, out in the wilderness, or super high and mighty person that got hung, that was hanged. But maybe, like, there are a lot of theories about the Salem witch trials, too, where, like, the women that were hanged were just placeholders for, like, the real witches. And that there were, like, real witches in the town.
Oh, yeah.
But that real witches wouldn't get caught.
True.
Like, they have their own shit to... That was another theory that I read in a book, like, a couple years ago.
What was the one that we watched fairly recently where there was the woman and she was getting, like, sold off to a guy that she kind of liked, but then they accused her of being a witch?
1692.
Yes, with the pigs.
With the pigs.
I don't know why, like...
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, mm-hmm. if you do too well, then you're a witch. But if you, you know, if your crops fail, you're also a witch.
Yeah, because your crops failed. But if your crops failed and you were blamed for witchcraft, you could just blame your neighbor.
That's true.
Or the kid next door, because a lot of kids were thrown up too.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know how you would manage. Because
you were just fucked. It was a terrible time to live.
Maybe she would get together with all these witches and they're like, let's go back to England where we can, like, you know, actually have nicer things.
And burn at the stake for being witches? Because they would burn you in England.
It wasn't as hardcore as it was here, was it?
That's true.
You could still, like, have some type of physical wealth and not be a witch.
The last witch in Scotland that was burned at the stake was in 1720. So there were still some years there where it was fucking hinky. And England or Scotland had a decree that witchcraft, like, you can do any witchcraft up until like 1940.
Like, well, then what's the point,
right,
of Black Phillip offering her things?
Maybe she would be one in the town that, oh, no, I'm not a witch. That person's a witch. And she would, like, divert stuff.
Okay.
You know?
Because I'm like, what's the point of him offering her all these things? But if she had all of those things in the town, they'd be like, oh, one, she's a hoe. Two, she's a witch.
Yeah. She was probably one that, like, and if she clearly, like, was a witch, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that, like, maybe she would work her way up in society where she was just so pure and honest and good that no one would ever believe that she was a witch.
Yeah.
Like, Miss Goody Two Shoes on the straight and narrow. Mm-hmm. Everything about her life.
Maybe.
By the book.
I want there to be a sequel. I want to know where this goes.
I need more. I need more. To find out what happens to her. But and I want it to be the same actress because I love her.
This was a definite good for her.
Yeah. Fucking, I guess. I don't know.
I think so. 100%. She deserved way better than Catherine's motherly charm.
Yeah, but also she liked her brother.
She did. That's sad.
Like, I don't know. This could also be like a, she could have gotten sold to somebody in town and had a good life taking care of their goats.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then the goat's milk would have been sour and she would have been witchcraft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
I liked it, but I do have to like throw in a disclaimer on me liking it. I just watched it and sometimes I need time to think about whether I actually liked it or not.
Yeah.
Like,
I enjoyed it. It's a slow burn. It's not one that I would watch all the time, but Mike will never watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
I rented it. It really isn't that bad.
It's not that bad to me. He's very particular. He'll watch like funny horror with me.
But it's not gory.
Mm-mm.
It's not particularly scary.
No.
It's more of a like a thriller to me.
Yeah.
Like a thriller suspense kind of film.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend it. I would say too. Gore. One and a half. One to two. Scariness, one.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was very scary.
I didn't think it was very scary.
I was expecting more jump scares for some reason.
Yeah.
And there's not any.
No. Not at all.
But yeah. Anyway, I liked it.
I did too.
Oh, and it's almost Happy Halloween.
Happy Devil's Night. If you choose to partake in Devil's Night things, even though I don't think that that's a thing in most of the country except the Detroit area.
We've talked about this on the podcast before.
Yeah.
It is Devil's Night in the Detroit area.
Yes.
In Michigan. And they call it, they also do something like on the East Coast. It has a different name.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it is just the night before Halloween.
Be safe.
Yes.
Be safe tonight and be safe on Halloween. Lock up your little black kitties if you have them. Because you never know. People are jerks.
I think that might have just faded into a wives' tale.
I think so, too. I've never known anything to happen either, but
yeah,
what do I know?
I think that's like a witchcraft wives' tale thing.
That the black kitties get.
That like Satanists are going to come and take your black cat to like.
No, I was just thinking like the opposite of Satanists were going to take the black cats because they're evil.
Oh, ew. That's worse.
That's way worse. All right. That was The Witch. If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review. All one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on mtrsradio.com.
All right. I hope everyone has a good night and a good week. And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Bye.
Bye.